Hi, world. Thank you for tuning in too. I pray this is not the last time. I'm Marquita Hill with a word of encouragement. The topic for today is being kept. The word of God says he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Being kept is defined as the cause to continue in a specific condition, position, course. When I read that and understanding the word of God, it reminded me that no matter the condition I'm in, no matter the position that I am in, no matter what course of life that I may be going through, God is going to keep me. We struggle with certain things, whether they are things from day to day. They can be bad things that we have to face from our past, and it can be things that we have just brought upon ourselves. Who knows? The thing is, we go through, we endure, and we know that according to the word of God, none of this is to tear us down, but to build us up. And if it tears us down, we know that even a broken puzzle piece can come together to make something beautiful, and that is all a part of that one that is in control, ultimately in control. When you are putting that puzzle piece together, you are the master designer of that, and God is our master designer. And if we think of nothing else, when we feel like we have been tossed and turned and torn apart and broken and weathered in constant warfare, we have to remember that our master designer, our Father, our God, our Lord and Savior, he is keeping us. And as I always say, his word is medicine for everything that we need. And although there's some things that we go through because it's God's plan, even when the attacks come from Satan, he must first get the permission from God. But even with that, we do put ourselves in things because we know our will can supersede the will of God, because he does not want us to be robots. But even with that, it's his grace and it is his mercy that will keep us. And today, here are a few verses to remind us of how we're being kept by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His word says in Psalms 136:25, when we are hungry, he gives food to every creature. That means the grass don't have to ask, can it get fed or watered today? The bird does not have to worry if a crumb is going to fall from the sky. That means that a flower has everything that it needs. Whether the owner of the garden comes forth and do what he needs to do to preserve the garden, whether he does or not, we know God is in full control. So if God takes care of every creature, what makes us think that he will not take care of us? When we are stressed, the word of God says this: consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. That is James 1:2-4. So reminder, you may be that puzzle piece filled with all different defined lines and curves. Some pieces fit perfectly at this certain time. Some pieces are in the wrong area. But the master creator, the master designer, has all of us in his hands, and we are being kept. But in order to stay kept, remember, we have to keep our mind on him and know that God is able, God is willing, and God will keep us, and he loves us unconditionally. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, we are being kept. Thank you for listening to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I hope something was said that can be a help to you or someone you know. I would also like to say thank you to my followers. If you would like to be a subscriber of I Pray This Is Not the Last Time, please click the subscription button. Now, before you go, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being kept, Lord God. We know this wonderful earth, Lord God, is able to hold its beauty, Lord God, because you provide for every creature, Lord God. We are just a piece of your creation, Lord God. There is nothing that is here that you did not allow to be born, Lord God, to be created, Lord God. And we know when you created and you made it, your world will not fail. Your word will never go away. Because it said heaven and earth will pass away, Lord God, but your word will never, ever pass away. And we thank you for being our master designer and our keeper. And we thank you today, Lord God, that we have a better understanding, Lord God, of being kept and knowing that we are kept by you no matter what we're going through, Lord God, no matter what has happened, no matter what is happening now, we are kept by the Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. These are minimal blessings we ask in your darling Son, Jesus' name. We just say thank you, Father God. Amen.